Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition. It's Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. And we're very proud to announce today a new media partnership with Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and its website, tucsonlifestyle.com, joining other media partners. We're on the home pages of TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun. During the noon hour today, the contagion effect when a suicide is highly publicized in the wrong way. Then we'll have at the bottom of our hour the quarterly update on efforts to improve air service out of Tucson International Airport. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you at 790-2040. Our Facebook page, as we just hit 3,600 friends today, at Bill Buckmaster, easy to find on Facebook. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is executive director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She is also a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona, an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. Dr. Mazes is committed to pioneering change efforts that solve America's health care system problems. Together with her team at the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, she created and implemented a national scalable education model that teaches physicians lifestyle change. Dr. Mazes has developed an innovative integrative primary care clinical model and is carrying out a comparative effectiveness trial exploring clinical and cost outcomes. She's also developing non-invasive research tools that measure health and well-being, as well as the impact of where one lives on health. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook Women's Integrative Health and author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, good to see you. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm well.
Well, I want to begin with this very highly publicized, this very sad story, the comedy legend Robin Williams taking his own life. And there was a very interesting article in the Washington Post. It's titled, What Happens When a Suicide is Highly Publicized in the Wrong Way, the Suicide Contagion Effect. It basically is saying that too much media coverage on this sends really the wrong message.
Yes, and it really points to the better and worse ways to tell the story. And one of the emphases is that we want to focus on the wonderful things about the tragic death, in this case of Robin Williams, as opposed to, for example, the methods with which the person may have killed themselves.
Yeah, and the article points out that by focusing media attention on suicide, while well-intentioned, it can lead to the tragic outcome of fueling more if such a national conversation is not handled in the right way.
Yes, and so, again, we want to focus on the positive attributes of the person. I do think that there's an opportunity with the loss of Robin Williams to talk about the warning signs of suicide, what you might notice if someone is extremely depressed and considering such an action. You may hear them talking about wanting to die or looking for a way to kill themselves. You may hear them describing themselves as feeling hopeless or purposeless, that they may feel trapped or that they're in terrible pain, that they're a burden to others. You may notice them increasing the use of alcohol or drugs or acting agitated or anxious, not sleeping, withdrawing from others and isolating themselves, or even showing rage and talking about seeking revenge. So these are some of the warning signs that someone who you love might be considering a suicide.
You know, I've heard people say that here's Robin Williams, big star, a lot of money. Why in the world could he have not reached out to somebody and called somebody? I mean, anyone that's considering suicide, I guess, to that point, it's just so desperate, maybe they don't even want to talk to anyone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, of course, the particulars of Robin Williams' depression, which has been covered. But unfortunately, with severe depression, people often feel like there's no way out of their situation. However, there are resources, as you pointed out. In the United States, we have a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Their phone number is 800-273-TALK. So there's, you know, that. There's always your primary care doctor or a mental health professional, psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker, counselor, that if you are feeling that you're desperate and don't see any other solutions, to please reach out for help to either a trained professional, a family member, or to this hotline.
It's interesting. In the article in the Washington Post, they point out the American Federation of Suicide Prevention points to two 1990s studies that found an 80% drop in subway-related suicide attempts in Vienna, Austria, following a concerted effort for less sensational media coverage and fewer stories about such deaths. In the highly charged media environment of the United States, I wonder if that would even be possible, but it does show there is this correlation to this kind of sensational media coverage with an increase in suicide.
Yeah, I have to say, in the coverage I've seen, I've been touched with the tributes to Robin Williams, to his amazing career, making us all laugh. I know I grew up with Mork and Mindy, and I've seen many of his films, and they certainly made me laugh. I know that he's spent a tremendous amount of time visiting troops and doing comedy for them, and I think people are really acknowledging their deep affection, if not love, for this man who we have tragically lost.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Mazes, if you would slip on the headset right there so we can hear Charles. Go ahead, Charles. You're with us.
Hi, Dr. Mazes. I would like to know how you juxtapose the coverage, or inordinate coverage in some cases, of suicides with the rather spectacular coverage in the media of spree killers, and how often their name is splashed across the news, if that isn't a motivator, an encouraging factor of causing some of these people to go over the edge and do what they do. And I'm specifically not mentioning the name of the one in Tucson and the one in Sandy Hook and also the one in Littleton, Colorado. I wonder how much of a catalyst effect that media coverage has on people who want their name to be known. And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Talking about copycat.
Yeah, I think that it's a great question. I don't know the research, and so I would just be speculating. I would say that I wish we covered more positive stories. I wish we spent more time covering how can you be mentally healthy? How can you lead a life that is emotionally and psychologically balanced, that you do have a great sense of purpose? You know, what are the things that we could teach our children, that we could practice ourselves, so that we are healthier as a society? And I personally wish that was more of the focus of the media. It's not a sensational story, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think that will be our topic, Dr. Mazes, when we come back. How can you be healthy mentally? I mean, there's some things that, simple things that all of us could do, and why don't we get into that after the break?
Sounds good.
All right. Dr. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We thank Dr. Mays for coming on our program once a month here to talk with the Buckmaster Show listeners. We're going to take our first break of the hour. It's 12:14 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're also live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Be back after this.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at tucsondart.com. That's tucsondart.com.
Heel, No, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine, is with us. We're talking about suicide, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to be healthy mentally. And I think we should point out kind of the varying levels of depression, Dr. Mazes. Starting with kind of the mild and moderate or something.
Absolutely. So first of all, I think it's interesting that in 1999, the Surgeon General of the time, David Satcher, said that mental health is a state of successful performance of mental function, resulting in productive activities, fulfilling relationships with people, and the ability to adapt to change and to cope with adversity. So it's just interesting to think about how well, you know, if you think about yourself, do a tiny little self-assessment, mental function, productive activities, fulfilling relationships, and that ability, the resilience to be able to adapt to change and cope with adversity. And as you know, integrative medicine very much focuses on health promotion and prevention, including in the area of mental health. So I think it's interesting to think about why is it that we see so much depression today, and how did we get to this place? And from an evolutionary perspective, certain things in our environment have significantly changed from how we evolved over thousands of years to live.
Well, one being we're indoors a lot.
Absolutely. So you know, one of the factors is that we're indoors, and therefore we are not exposed to light and to natural sunlight. If you go back to hunter-gatherers, they typically spent the largest part of every day outside. When you think about a sunny day, it's 10 to 20 times brighter outside than a well-lit indoor room, not this room in the radio station.
No, I like to keep the lights quite low here in the studio, as you know.
Yeah.
No, it's
and,
not very well-lit.
We as Americans and
mood lighting.
We spend most of our time inside, and so we don't get light exposure. That has an effect on our internal clock, our circadian rhythm, and it can affect how well we sleep, for example. We know that when people live, you know, in the far north where it's dark for many months of the year, there's higher rates of depression. And in fact, light therapy has been one of the treatments, not only for seasonal affective depression. So if you live in Alaska and it's dark for months at a time, there's a higher rate of depression those winter months, but also just garden variety depression that's not even related to dark winter months.
How about spending 10 to 15 minutes a day in the sunlight? And I know we are we have the highest incidence other than Queensland, Australia, for skin cancer, but shouldn't we get some light every day outside?
Yes. And so one thing that we can do to help reset our circadian rhythm is actually to go out first thing in the morning and expose ourselves to bright light. That actually helps set our internal clock. It's a very healthy thing to do. Of course, if you're getting up first thing in the morning, the sun's rays are not damaging at that time. But even having some time in the sun so that we can produce vitamin D, and there is a link also between vitamin D and depression. So if you're out in the sun, as you suggested, for 10 to 15 minutes a day with partly unclothed. Obviously, if you're wearing long sleeves and long pants and a hat, you're not going to get much sun exposure. But if you're in a bathing suit or in shorts and a t-shirt and you spend a little bit of time, maybe not right in the middle of day at noon, but get that sun exposure to make your vitamin D, that also has a salutogenic effect, a health promoting effect.
Exercise has been shown to help with mild to moderate depression. I think that was a famous Duke University study that showed that getting out not only just walking even 10 to 20 minutes a day can help your whole mental outlook.
Absolutely. And so, you know, exercise is another thing that in modern society we don't do as much of. If we were back earlier in evolution as hunter-gatherers, we'd have to gather plants, we'd have to track animals, we'd have to collect water, we would be scouting territories, and it was estimated that people typically walked 10 miles a day. They also did the equivalent of weightlifting because they had to transport their water, they had to lift and carry animal carcasses if they had successfully hunted. And, you know, it's wonderful to have cars and appliances and to be able to shop on the internet and all of that. But collectively, we are much, much less physically active. And there have been over 1,000 studies showing the protective effect of exercise in terms of preventing depression. And also, it does as well at treating depression. So being sure that you get physical activity as little as 90 minutes a week, but of course it's healthier to get more than that, has been shown to be effective for treating depression.
What are some of the non-pharmaceutical approaches to a mild depression if someone does not want to go on to some prescription drug?
So another thing that has changed in evolution is that we eat much less omega-3 fatty acids. And we've talked about omega-3 fatty acids more than once. If you're, again, a hunter-gatherer, you're going to eat more plants. You're going to eat more animals that have grazed on those plants and concentrated the omega-3s from the plants into their flesh. It was estimated that if you go back in time, the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 was either 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. And now we have a ratio of about 16 to 1. So we eat much more omega-6 and much less omega-3. They're both considered essential. We need both of them in our diet, but we tend to get too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3. And so there actually have been some studies where omega-3 has been used as a supplement in addition to medications. It helps medications work better. Other nutrients that are missing, often important in effective treatment, are the B vitamins and folic acid. So those can help antidepressants work more effectively. And the omega-3s, of course, you can also get by eating cold northern fish like salmon. You want wild salmon, herring, mackerel, sardines, halibut, exactly.
Now, what is considered just a couple of days of feeling blue, kind of you hear people say, well, I'm depressed. I mean, what would be a case where it goes kind of from mild to where you may really need some help talking to somebody?
Yeah, so everybody has days where they feel a bit down, in the dumps, blue. But severe depression is this absolute feeling that there's no hope, that there's no way to change this. And that's sometimes why people don't get the help they need. And it's persistent. It lasts for a good 6 months. And so a brief spell of being kind of down in the dumps is not does not make a severe depression diagnosis. There are some other things in our modern lifestyle also that I would like to mention.
Go ahead.
So, for example, another thing that has changed is our social connectedness. It turns out that in more early human times, we lived in small groups of family and friends, and we had a much more tribal relationship. We spent time closely together, and now, sadly, most adults report having very few friends.
Isolation.
Social isolation can really increase the risk of depression. And so, you know, there are things we can do about that. We can join social groups, things that might bring us pleasure, whether it's hiking or playing chess or being in a photography club or whatever it might be that you enjoy doing so you don't spend too much time alone. And then rumination, the tendency to just dwell repetitively on negative thoughts. Well, you know, we can actually learn not to do that and to notice when we're in one of those cyclical patterns and do something to break out of it. I personally think that humor can be really fabulous. You know, if you listen to something funny, you start laughing, that often will break that pattern.
Well, I assume that brings us back to where we began this discussion about Robin Williams. He certainly fit the bill, didn't he, Victoria Mazes, when it came to making us laugh. I know I really enjoyed his work very much.
Yes, yes. He certainly made me laugh on many, many occasions.
So if folks are looking to get help, probably the best thing to do is maybe talk therapy. Is a start?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So all of the counseling that's available, cognitive behavioral therapy in particular, has been very well studied. The healthcare reform legislation that went through includes mental health and necessitates that be part of coverage as well. We do have mental health coverage for people at every income level across this state, and I think it's really important that people appreciate that those resources are available.
Dr. Mazes, thank you very much. Dr. Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine based at the University of Arizona, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We will see you next month, and we will be back on the Buckmaster Show talking about air service. That's coming up at 12:30 on Buckmaster.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Looks like the latest temporary ceasefire in Gaza may have been broken. It was supposed to last for a couple more hours, but there are reports of several rockets being fired into Israel from Gaza. Police department in a St. Louis suburb where a man was shot and killed by a police officer, asking protesters to gather only during daylight. Ferguson has been the site of nightly protests and some unrest since an 18-year-old was killed during a confrontation with a police officer last weekend. There is a decision expected within a matter of days on how the U.S. will help the thousands of Iraqi refugees who remain trapped on a mountain. They're trapped by ISIS terrorists in northern Iraq. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 83 points. More details at SRN News.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. At least once a quarter, we like to bring in Dick Runzel. Dick is the Vice President of Administration and Finance. He is the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority and the Tucson International Airport. We'd like to bring Dick in to talk about air service, where we are, get some updates. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me in.
How's your summer gone so far?
It's going real well. You know, the we've had kind of a tough streak at the airport, like most small and medium airports over the last few years after the recession started. But, you know, the last 4 months, we've actually had increases in passenger figures over the previous year. And that's the longest winning streak we've had for, you know, almost 3 years. You know, prior to these four up months, we had seven straight months that were down. So it's really great to see. I think it's kind of a reflection of the local economy, you know, kind of ticking up a little bit. And, you know, so far things are going pretty well for us with, you know, with the merger of American and U.S. Airways as well.
Yeah, I like that number, 4.2%. The numbers in July up over the same period last year for July. So that is an improvement. People are traveling this summer and they're traveling more. And you know, you mentioned it was really a national trend after the Great Recession in 2008, 2009. Tucson weathered that storm, I would say, pretty darn well when you look at some airports around the country that really chalked up some huge increases, off 30, 40% in some cases.
That's right. You know, and it kind of hit different airports at different times, too, because, you know, one of the airports that a lot of people like to compare us to, Albuquerque, you know, for a while, everybody was saying, oh, you know, why is Tucson doing so poorly in comparison to Albuquerque? Well, you know, it really was a timing thing. I mean, if you look at Albuquerque, you know, unfortunately for them, over the last year, they have just been decimated, in particular by Southwest Airlines, and they've had just huge, you know, reductions. I think something in the neighborhood of like, you know, 10-15% just within Wow. The last year or two in terms of their air service. And but you know, all things considered, for the total time period, I think our airport has done pretty well.
They were so dependent, the Sun port there in Albuquerque on Southwest. It was like really their major player. So when you are so dependent, it's like anything else. If you don't spread it around a little bit, which Tucson has done always historically, has done a good job of a nice core portfolio of airlines. But when you kind of put all your eggs in one basket, like Albuquerque and Southwest then did that pullback, it affected us somewhat here in Tucson, but that really hit them hard.
Right. Yeah. And some of the reductions that we had here with Southwest were actually kind of just as a, you know, more a reflection of what they were doing in Albuquerque, you know, as opposed to anything in particular that was happening in Tucson. But you're right. We have outstanding bond debt. And one of the things that the rating agencies look at is the diversity of carriers in a market in terms of evaluating the financial strength of an airport. And that's one of the things that that they've always indicated has been a strength here in Tucson, is that we do have a good mix of carriers that spreads it out, and that really is good for airfares as well as just, you know, kind of just the general financial health of TIA.
Dick Grunzel is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any air service questions, Dick would be happy to entertain them. I know when you were here the last time, someone had called about entertainment, wanting a little more entertainment at the baggage claim area, and I saw on Facebook there is some entertainment was going on. There was a group of musicians who are performing on selected occasions there at the baggage area.
Yeah, you know, it is something that we do on a year-round basis. Mm-hmm. We kind of, you know, pick it up a little bit around the holidays when we have, a lot of holiday travel going on. But, you know, that's really one of the things that we do try and focus on here at TIA is, live performances like that, our art program. And we really try and add these things as an enhancement just to the overall experience, which really makes, I think, our airport a very nice place to fly in and out of.
American Airlines adding an additional daily nonstop to LAX. They have beefed up the coverage. We've now got 4 daily departures. So American now is really looking, I think the U.S. Air American merger is not really going to hurt Tucson. I think we can say that.
Well, the early indications are that it's actually helping us. As you mentioned, the additional going from 3 to 4 flights a day to LAX, which just happened in June. And they only, by the way, only started flying to LA from Tucson only 3 years ago. And so they're already now at 4 flights a day. That is the most flights of any of the 3 airlines right now that fly to LAX, the others being, of course, United and Southwest. And the other thing, too, which there was a lot of speculation with the merger as to what was going to happen in Phoenix. A lot of people speculated that there would be a big pull down of service by the combined U.S. Airways and American in Phoenix. Well, in our case so far, they've actually increased the number of seats flying between Tucson and Phoenix by 15% in the last year. We certainly would like to add some additional nonstop routes with the U.S. Airways system that they bring, but the additional capacity to Phoenix really gives extremely convenient connections to primarily the western part of the country, but also to a lot of the East Coast destinations that U.S. Airways flies to.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line right now. We have Dick Grunzel with us from TIA, and Dan has a question. I think about the New Mexico Airport facility. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, I'm wondering about the relative cost. You know, New Mexico and Yuma are both joint use airports with the Marines and the Air Force up in Albuquerque. Now, mm-hmm. doesn't that reduce the cost for those two airports relative to the maintenance cost of our airport here?
Good question.
That is a great question. We actually have a joint use of our airport here with the Arizona Air National Guard 162nd Fighter Wing. And probably not quite as large an installation as certainly not as large as the one in Yuma. I'm not exactly sure how large the base is at Albuquerque, but you know, the government or the military, I should say, has you know, kind of formulas that they use, but they typically restrict the sharing of costs to a percentage of airfield costs. You know, based on the number of aircraft operations that the military unit has as compared to the total number of operations at the airport. And, you know, typically, believe it or not, the airfield costs are actually not really as large as kind of you might think. You know, most of the costs that we have to operate the airport are really kind of relating to the terminal facilities and the public roadways and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a benefit to any airport that they get a little extra revenue from that. But I'd say it's probably not a real big differentiator in particular between us and Albuquerque.
But it does help a little bit being a joint use.
Absolutely.
Airport. Dick Grunzel with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. Want to talk about the situation going on in Seattle. Seattle's got kind of a deal going with Delta. It is Delta, right? Delta and Alaska have a really heated battle going on, air service, which when you get one of these kind of air service wars between two carriers, the consumer will benefit at least initially. And I think Tucson is going to get a little bit of going to help a little bit there as well.
Right. You're absolutely right. The consumers benefit when this goes on. I mean, boy, I tell you, if you were someone living in Seattle,
you're great airfare choices. Yeah. If you're up at Seattle right now at SeaTac, you got good choices.
Yeah. And what's really driving this is Delta is trying to establish a new hub in Seattle, primarily to drive their international service to Asia and even Europe from that location as well. It's actually closer. You know, everybody thinks of San Francisco as being a big international hub where United is, but Seattle is actually in miles, it's closer mm-hmm. to fly. So there's a cost advantage, actually, if Delta establishes this hub there as well. But, you know, the unintended consequences. So a few months ago, Delta announced that they were going to be adding a Saturday flight between Tucson and Seattle. Currently, Alaska flies once daily to Seattle from Tucson. And so Delta announced that they were going to be adding to the you know, the Saturday service, and then within a matter of a month or so after that, Alaska fired back and said, "Well, we're going to add an additional Saturday flight." So now Saturdays, Alaska is going to have two flights a day to Seattle, and Delta will have one. So you know, for people looking for a great little getaway and who can fly on a Saturday, look for some great fares.
Great way to get up to the Great Northwest and up into Vancouver and the Vancouver Island. So there's going to be some great service coming out of that area. And quickly before we take the break, speaking of Delta, they are going to start up in October, the daily nonstop into Minneapolis.
Right. It used to be a year-round flight to Minneapolis once a day. In the last couple of years, unfortunately, they've cut that back and run it from basically October through May. But you know, keep that in mind when you're booking your flights. It does come back in October, and it's a great way to get to the upper Midwest really quickly.
All right, we're going to take our break here. Dick Grunzel will stick around with us as we close out the show after the break. 790-2040. You can get your air service questions in. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It is our quarterly visit with Dick Grunzel. We're talking about air service. There are some other developments going on at the airport concerning, first of all, the tower, a new $26 million control tower. Ground was broken on June the 18th, so this is going to really enhance our tower facility out there at the airport.
That's right. And it's a long time coming.
We do love the iconic Tucson Tower, which is not going to be torn down.
No, absolutely not. We kind of were not feeling the love from the FAA. I mean, we basically had one of the oldest towers in the country. You're right. It's very attractive. It's very it just says Tucson, obviously. We love it. In terms of air traffic control, we just really needed an upgrade, and it's nice to see this finally coming to fruition. It's great. I mean, you mentioned $26 million. That's a lot of jobs for local people around here. We expect it to be, probably another 18 months or so for construction. It's totally on the other side of the airport, so it's going to give the controllers a much better view of the airfield and all the flight paths that are coming in and out of our runways.
Folks can take advantage of the Global Entry Program through the U.S. Customs Service. That's now available at one online at TIA in July.
That's right. For those people who may not be familiar with this and who do international travel, it really is a fantastic thing. I've actually done it myself. When you re-enter the U.S., on an international flight through, a place like Dallas or Chicago or something, LAX, something like that, you don't have to fill out the paper form anymore, mm-hmm. Which is fantastic. You basically can bypass the, what can be just tremendously long lines to wait to give them your form at immigration. You just put your fingerprints on a key kiosk machine. You answer the three or four little questions online on this machine, and you're right through. It really is fantastic. And the other nice benefit about getting the global entry is it also automatically gives you a trusted traveler number, which then qualifies you for the TSA PreCheck program, which is available at most airports these days, which gives you the ability to not have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take out your little bottles of liquid. You don't have to take off your jacket or your belt. You get a special line going through the checkpoint and a much faster and pleasant experience. Yeah, we really do encourage people to take advantage of this. And, you know, you do have to go online to sign up for this. So people can go to www.cbp.gov and learn all about it. Up until now, people would have to go to either Phoenix or Nogales to do a personal interview once you've signed up. But now that we've got the center open in Tucson, much more convenient, and it really is a fantastic thing.
You know, earlier we were talking about Alaska Air and their air war going on with Delta. Alaska, I didn't hear much about this in the news media, but this is good news. Alaska and Bombardier Aerospace have come to a deal. It's a five-year agreement where you have a major maintenance now of Alaska's Bombardier, the Q400. That's their propeller plane, the prop plane that they use on some of the smaller runs. But anyway, I guess that's going to be serviced at TIA?
That's right. Bombardier has a very, very large facility here, and they do a lot of different things. They service do maintenance and overhaul on their Learjet line of business jets, but they also, a number of years ago, started doing repair and maintenance on their Canadair regional jets that they manufacture, and then recently they started doing maintenance on the Q400, which is a approximately 70-seat turboprop. It's the new generation of turboprop aircraft that are much more prevalent actually in the East Coast, but you're starting to see a few more of them here in the West. It's really great, to have this maintenance being done here in Tucson because Alaska Airlines, as you mentioned, flies this aircraft. When you do have a maintenance operation at a certain airport, certainly doesn't guarantee anything, but it gives you a leg up when you talk with them because they have to bring aircraft in here anyway. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a little bit of a leg up when you're talking with them about adding new nonstop destinations.
There's already a relationship, and then when that is enhanced by having the maintenance facility, that's just a kind of an extra little added nice spice to the thing.
Absolutely. And we have kind of a similar situation right now with SkyWest because SkyWest also runs a maintenance facility actually on a sublease basis with Bombardier. And a lot of the jets that are operated, the regional jets that are operated by the airlines here are operated by SkyWest. And so it really has helped us maintain our service on these regional jets with United, American, U.S. Airways, and Delta.
About 8 months ago, Alaska Airlines started service, nonstop service to Portland. How has that done for Alaska?
It has done, beyond their expectations, which is really fantastic. They actually, about 6 months ago, they stopped advertising because they, if they were advertising, they were trying to sell seats that they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how well it's doing. And, that it obviously helps us when we go and talk with Alaska about additional routes, but it also helps us with all the other airlines as well because they see that we're a market that can absorb additional nonstop destinations and additional seats. And so it's really been great for us.
Well, it is good that more people are flying out of Tucson International Airport, but those numbers could even be better if people would not get in the car and drive up to Phoenix.
That's right. It's been this way for a number of years. The average fare difference in flying to various destinations is very small between Tucson and Phoenix. I think the last numbers we saw was somewhere in the range of $13 or $15 per direction, so that would be right roughly $25 or $30 on a round trip ticket, which you'll easily eat up with the extra parking cost in Phoenix, as well as the cost of gas to drive up there. And frankly, you know, from my point of view, the aggravation of the drive is probably even more important than the cost.
Yeah, spending the time in the car, and then you've got the parking issue, and so you're definitely adding at least 3 hours by the time you get parking and do the drive up there.
Right, and you know, it may not seem that bad when you're flying out to have a drive up in the morning, but boy, when you get back and fly into Phoenix at about 8 o'clock at night with your three kids in the back seat, you know, looking at a two-hour drive back to Tucson, boy, I haven't had kids that young for a while, but I remember what it's like.
All right. Dick Grunzel, where can we find out more about TIA at your upgraded website?
www.flytucson.com.
Dick, thank you very much. We'll speak with you in a couple of months when we get into the fall season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, is just about 3 hours' drive east of Tucson. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, head to Silver City in Grant County. Lots to do hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. That mile-high elevation really does make a difference for mild days and cool nights. Great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge. There's a whole list of the wonderful places by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Find out all the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. That will do it today for the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water is brought to you, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your business and residential water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Tomorrow we will have Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, then the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9, and then Rosemary Brandt, producer, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for our Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Until then, on behalf of Rose and myself, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.